Welcome to Disruptive Adventism. My name is Jose Briones, and I'll be your host for this podcast. This podcast is about discussing the polemical statements and practices that are part of the Adventist fabric, which in turn shape this belief system to be unique and relevant for today's society. Today's podcast is the first in a series of podcasts exploring the idea of mindfulness and why, as Adventists, we should be educated on topics dealing with psychological matters. Our feature for today will be a monologue, followed by a couple of discussions with other Adventists in the podcast to come. We hope you enjoy it, and with nothing else to say, let us begin. Our topic for today is mindfulness. Mindfulness is usually defined as the state of an active, open attention to the present. When we're mindful, we carefully observe our thoughts and our feelings without judging them, good or bad, but we just analyze what we're experiencing, and we understand that our current experience is important and that we are aware of what's going on in our life. Now, as Adventists, we do take a little bit of a different stance on mindfulness because we think that it is important not to only be mindful in the mental arena, but the physical and the spiritual as well. When it comes to mindfulness, it's not just knowing that, hey, I am here, I'm in the present, but it's knowing that you have needs and that you need to take care of yourself. For example, it's been a long week for me, and I know that I'm not alone. A lot of you have probably worked over 40 hours and are tired as well. It's Friday, it's the last day of the working week. I'm stressed, and probably most of you listening resonate with that idea. Maybe from work or classes, as many schools have started again in the United States or other parts of the world where they have been ongoing. Most of us resonate with the thought that this world has become a place where stress is king and the time of relaxation has been reduced to either 30 minutes of lunch or whatever hours of sleep you can catch in any given night. The industrial environment, the world that we live in, the pace of this society is just so fast. It's, I will say, rather asphyxiating. So it is no surprise that a lot of people do not know how to live in the current moment. A lot of people do not know what it is because they are so stressed. So when I read, for example, the American Psychological Association's reports, they continue to find work, they continue to find money, they continue to find the future as a cause of stress in adults. And some of us are experiencing negative side effects as a result of that stress because we don't know how to manage it, because we don't know how to be mindful about the problems that we have and how to fix them. And Adventism has a solution, I believe. And I believe this solution is to look at the intricate connection between the body and the mind. See, a spiritual life is not only defined by reading the Bible, but it's defined by the practices that we do as human beings and how we take care of ourselves and how we practice the activities that we do in our everyday lives. So the question becomes, how can we overcome this stressing environment? How can we become mindful of the present and stop worrying about the future, stop worrying about finances, stop worrying about everything that is going on in my life? And how can I just spend time and know that this moment counts, that I can be happy? Well, I think Adventism has been an advocate for this necessary change since its inception. Since the 19th century, Adventists have developed the message of wellness with three different categories: diet, exercise, and understanding of the Word of God. All of these are listed as some of the leading ways in which Americans are starting to, one way or another, deal and cope with stress. Another way to understand this necessity for a mindful experience, for a present experience, is to separate it into three different categories. And these are the categories that I want to just briefly mention, and we'll have a discussion in future podcasts about it more in depth. And it's physical, mental, and spiritual. As Adventists, we have been pioneers in the physical aspect of mindfulness. Eating right, exercising for 30 minutes, having a balanced diet, all of that has been always important. But one thing that doesn't get talked about very often is the idea of the Sabbath. Just taking a rest day and how important that is for the human brain and for the human body to reset. See, having a day of rest has marvelous effects in your life. When I go to the gym, if I don't rest, my muscles just continue to be strained and strained again and again and again, and I don't leave room for growth. It's kind of the same in order to practice mindfulness in our lives today. We need to rest. We need to eat right. We need to exercise, but we also need to rest. And the Sabbath is one of the things that disrupts society because it's resistance to doing more and more and more. The Sabbath is the resistance that we as Adventists have discovered in the Bible that allows us to say to the world, you know what? We do not care about this mentality of getting more money or having more things. We want to rest and have a mindful current experience. We don't want to be worrying about the money. We don't want to be worrying about what to do tomorrow. We just want to live today. And the Sabbath just allows us to do that. So a physical experience that is connected to our spiritual life makes a big difference in order to be mindful. Walter Brueggemann, theologian, put it this way in his book, Sabbath as Resistance. The way of mammon, capital or wealth, is the way of commodity. That is the way of endless desire, endless productivity, and endless restlessness without any Sabbath. Jesus taught his disciples that they could not have it both ways. So this idea of doing more and more and more, it's truly an idea that doesn't look at the needs of men. Now, the second category is the mental category, the mental arena. So mindfulness doesn't stop with just the physical area. It goes beyond. The mind and the body are connected. They're one. You know, when you have pain in your body, your mind receives that. They trigger it. So everything is interconnected. And that's something that we need to get more aware of as Adventists and as people. We don't really study the mind. Mental Health America, formerly known as the National Mental Health Association, has shown that 1 in 5 adults have a mental health illness. That is saying that 1 out of 5 of you that are listening to this probably have some not diagnosed yet psychological or mental issue that you guys need to be aware of. So information, education on the mind is rather critical. As Adventists, we have done that to a certain degree, but we still need to do more. And I think that that's something that we need to be, at least I know, that I need to be more aware of. My mind, how it works, maybe watch a video on Netflix or do something that informs to me, hey, you know what? What happens when I get stressed? How can I cope with that? What are some of the things that I can do in order to understand why I get irritated? Why do I get frustrated? The mental arena is such a wide place. It has so much that it invites us to get to know it better. And I think that as Adventists, I mean, we can see it in the Bible, of course, how God, through the prophets and through the apostles, calls us to understand wisdom, to understand the mind. I mean, you think about the book of Philippians, you think about the book of Romans, right? God invites us to think about those good things, the true things, the noble things, the pure things, the lovely things. And the book of Proverbs invites us to know wisdom, to know what it's in our minds and to gain education, to carry out our lives in a better way, to think about today and how to do better in this society. Jesus himself also calls us to that. He calls us to, hey, do not worry about tomorrow. Today has its own worries. So he calls us to this mindful experience to take a break, to say, you know what? Let me analyze. Let me self-diagnose and maybe also go to a doctor or get diagnosed by somebody. Maybe I have a problem that I don't know about. So the mental arena is something that we need to be more aware of. So when we combine this knowledge of, hey, diet, exercise, the Sabbath, and knowing that we need to learn more about our minds and about how it works, to have a support group, to go out there and talk to somebody. That makes a difference. And Adventism advocates for that. The Sabbath also allows for a good mental experience. I mean, think about it. You take a full break from work and you get time to spend with your family, to refocus on the things that are important in life, to take a break to just to think, hey, what's going on in my life? What's going on in my family? What's going on with my friends? I can catch up with them. It allows you to take a mental break from everything else. So I think that as Adventists, we have this beautiful gift of health. We have this beautiful gift of the Sabbath. We have this beautiful gift of understanding the wisdom from God, and we're just not using it. And our spirituality then manifests in a holistic manner when we make this connection. See, for Adventists, the spiritual connection is holistic. The education of the mind, the proper balanced diet, The practice of rest on the Sabbath and the need for regular exercise are all things that we know that come from the Bible or from even our early pioneers that they practice. And those are gifts of God that God has given to us. So as Adventists, we know that there is this idea of mindfulness, not from just, hey, I know that I'm kind of experiencing something current, but that there's something beyond that God wants to communicate with us, that He wants to love us, and that He wants us to spread that love to others. See, a proper understanding of the scriptures and time for meditation can only be enhanced when you're not stressed. If all of these things are released through exercise and through meditation, then we will be more attentive to what God wants us to do. See, for Adventists, I think of the Delphic statement, know thyself. And that statement is an inscription and it has many multiple interpretations, sometimes very just logical and just intellectual. But I think for Adventists, it's a holistic picture. It's cohesive. It's the complete picture of the individual, knowing that we have choice, knowing that we have personhood, knowing that our mind is interconnected with our body, that the things that we do, we have patterns, we have habits. We are knowledgeable of all these things or of our love for others. And I think that the spiritual connection that Adventism makes is so beautiful. So for the next couple of podcasts, we're going to kind of dedicate to see what can we do and to talk with a couple of people about mental health, psychology, childhood, and what do these things mean to us today? And how by knowing and educating ourselves about the mind and about the different topics of life can help us to live and carry out a life, a way of living that truly stays in the present and that doesn't worry about anything else. So in conclusion, Adventists are disruptive in the mental arena and the mindfulness arena because we don't only seek to be current and to take away our body or our mind. We try to look at the connections. We try to see how our spirituality develops from the activity that we do with our bodies, from the activity that we do with our minds, and through the education that we receive by understanding better how our body, how our mind, and how the world works. Thank you for listening today. I hope that we have intrigued you a little bit and that you decide to stay around for future podcasts. If you have any comments, feedback, or a topic you would like us to discuss, please go to our website at www.disruptiveadventism.org or shoot us an email to disruptiveadventism@gmail.com. We're eager to engage in discussions about any matter, so don't hesitate to contact us. This has been it for today. We hope you join us next time, and as always, we invite you to be disruptive.